Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's another special edition of Tell Al Tuesday. It's an opportunity for you to get to meet somebody that I've had an opportunity to meet, and I bring them onto the radio so that you can hear their story. You can understand that they have done what we have recommended they do. In other words, become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, go through the educational process, and start applying what we teach. And the end result is that you start changing your life one investment at a time. And over time, you build up an asset base that gets you to a point of retirement. Now, we define retirement as having enough passive income coming in to meet or exceed your ordinary expenses of life. Once you do that, you've essentially retired yourself. But that doesn't mean you have to quit your job. But you could if you wanted to. Just something to keep in the back of your mind. The other thing that we want you to do is, once you obtain retirement, to start working on your vision of the lifestyle. What is it you want to achieve going forward? Because now that you understand how to successfully invest in real estate, you can keep adding to your portfolio, increasing your passive income streams, increasing your returns, and get to a point where you never look back. Now, my guest today, he has been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for, I would say, right around 5 years. And when I met this gentleman, I was actually out in Phoenix, Arizona, where this gentleman lives. And I went to an event out there, a Lifestyles Unlimited event, and I met Peter for the first time. And we got to talk to each other, and we found out that we actually had a lot of things in common. And it has to be, it comes from the medical side of the fence. You see, Peter, unfortunately, broke his neck a long time ago in Hawaii in a surfing, bodyboarding accident that left him a quadriplegic. But you would think, in your mind, that would stop him from obtaining the life that he was trying to attain. And I will tell you this, that is so far from the truth. The only thing that happened to him was he lost physical mobility of his body. Now, he has been working diligently to regain that mobility. As a matter of fact, he does a lot of things outside of his real estate investing to promote pathways to correcting physical ailments. And we'll talk a little bit about that on today's show. But what I want you to take away from Peter is this. This is a gentleman who was given every opportunity to quit, and he never, ever got close to quitting. As a matter of fact, this guy is in the can-do column in my life. This guy looks at adversity, and he figures out a way to overcome it. So real estate investing was really kind of a natural fit. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to stop talking so much, and I'm going to welcome Peter to the show. Hey, Peter, how you doing today?
Good, Al. It's good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on. I always have a good time with you.
Oh, man, I always have a blast. I have a blast with you. Usually we're like hanging out in a crowded room and everybody wants to come talk to you. And I'm like, nope, get away. He's mine.
it's fun. I think one of the coolest things about Lifestyles, I mean, the education is amazing, and your opportunities to, like you said, retire yourself kind of one chunk at a time, that is also amazing. But one of the things that came kind of as a side effect of doing that was the fact that I got to make amazing friends from all over this country that I would have never met. And yeah, I mean, I invest with a lot of them, and we have a lot in common, like you said, in different areas of our life. other than real estate. But the real estate and the meeting these people turns into friendships that, gosh, I would have never had. And it's amazing. I love when you come out to Phoenix. I like hanging out with you, having lunch with you. I think it's a gift from LU to us. I mean, I guess it's not good enough that they retire us. I guess it's also nice that they put us in a pool and force us to network, and we end up making friends. So really, it's always great to talk to you, Al.
Yeah, there's that second and third order effect of being a member that, you know, just goes beyond the educational component. It's that ability to interact and learn from each other and find out what, you know, the guy on your right is doing, find out what the gal on your left is doing, exchanging information, you know, talking about returns. I mean, it gets me excited. How about you?
Yeah, I love it. You know, we had our first live event in Phoenix last Saturday, and I was afraid it was going to be too big, so I just kind of sent out some emails to a group of contacts that I have, inviting them to come to the meeting, and we ended up with, 70 people, and it was, I described it like this, you know, when you go somewhere and it's cloudy for 2-3 days, it's not really cloudy in Phoenix, but let's say I go to Houston or somewhere and it rains for a couple of days straight and then the sun comes out, it gives me that feeling of, oh, the sun, how nice. That's what it felt like, getting back in a room with a group of people and just talking and using the word networking isn't even the right phrase, because it's just like talking with a group of 70 of your closest friends. It felt amazing, and it's been a long time coming. And I introduced a lot of the brand new people that really missed out on in-person meetings over the last year. And I introduced them to the group. Normally I don't do that, but I just felt like they missed a lot of opportunity to network. And I think it really helped.
I'm guaranteeing you that helped. I'll tell you what, Peter, we're going to break. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into your story because people need to hear the truth.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, I have Peter on the show with me. And I'll tell you what, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you're going to want to get to know this guy, because not only does he have a wickedly sharp mind, he is very knowledgeable about real estate investing. As a matter of fact, Peter, a couple of years ago when Lifestyles Unlimited was looking to push our educational programs out across the country, that doesn't sound right, but I guess that's kind of what we did. Really, they were pulled out because people started hearing about what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, and they realized that, you know what, that's an effective way to invest in real estate because we teach you what right looks like. And Peter was one of those guys about 5 years ago that came out to Texas from Phoenix, Arizona, and listened to what we had to say. As a matter of fact, he went to the most exciting event that we have annually, where we've got like 5,000 Lifestyles Unlimited members convening on one spot. And I'll tell you, it is a focus on education and networking and all the things that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. Well, along the way, Peter decided he was going to become what we call nowadays an ambassador. Back then, we didn't know what to call what Peter wanted to do because he was one of the first guys to actually be an ambassador for Lifestyles Unlimited. So, Peter, break it down for me. What is this whole ambassador thing, and how does it work out for the community?
So, I did fly to Texas to kind of figure out if this was real and kind of try to look behind the curtain and see what the tricks were. And, skeptical me, it took me a while to join, but I did it. And then I figured out that it worked, and I didn't really want to invest in Texas. Not that it doesn't work, but I already had two houses out here in Phoenix, and I've lived here my whole life. And I know the real estate market out here very well, so I thought we could apply this out here. And so I don't actually work for Lifestyles, but I found out there were two other members in Phoenix. And so I got their contact info and ended up hooking up with them. And we had a lunch, and that's when it all started. And I just kept doing that, calling like these little lunches or meetings. And we went from me and two other guys to, I have 200 people on my email list right now. And so it's, amazing how much Lifestyles has just blown up. And we have a vendor list for Phoenix, and it's just, the education is amazing, but the camaraderie and the helping each other it's been just truly next level. I don't have any other way to describe it. And it's very, very fun. I mean, it's allowed me to not only invest and become successful at that, and giving me the ability to volunteer and give back and raise my kids. But then there's all these friends that I meet now that I talk to all the time that I would have never known. It's just crazy.
Well, you use the word success, and I want to circle back to that, because you are a successful real estate investor. I mean, you've bought and invested in single family homes, you're invested in multifamily apartment communities. So you've got different investments in your portfolio. Tell me about the time that caused you to go out to Texas to check out Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, at that time, you already had two properties, correct?
Correct. I had I was kind of a workaholic and a critical care nurse. And on the side, I would buy a broken down house and my sister would live in it, and I would fix it up while she lived there. And then we would either sell it or rent it out and buy another one, do that. So I ended up, I went on vacation to Hawaii, and I broke my neck. I was just walking out of the water. I wasn't even surfing or doing anything. I had just been swimming, actually. And then I got home, and, of course, after trials and tribulations and rehab and whatnot, I have these... my marriage blows up, and I have these three small kids to raise. And I looked around, and you get that moment of clarity of reality. And I had a small pile of money that was shrinking quickly, and a whole lot of medical bills going up, and kids that needed to be raised, and apparently those aren't cheap. And so I was like, I need to do something. And that's when I started listening to the radio, because I couldn't work, and that's how I found Lifestyles. I mean, I listened to Dell for a little while, and I just kept thinking, this has got to, I don't know, I don't believe this, because I'm skeptical about everything. And that's how I ended up going to Texas. I really thought two things. One, I've always wanted to go to Houston, so I thought, all right, so let's go to Houston, and we'll go to this expo, and we'll see, if this is just a fancy scam. Come and get a free dinner. I'll tell you about this multi-level marketing, take this pill, make you skinny kind of scam. And I quickly figured out after meeting Dell in a bar and actually kind of getting to know him on the first night that he was a real person, and I could not find a catch anywhere. And that's kind of how it all started. It was a good thing, because it definitely changed my life. It gave me the opportunity to survive with passive income. And my disability ended up kind of becoming a gift, because I would have been a workaholic and never really see my kids grow up. Instead, I ended up probably being around them more than they'd like. So that's kind of the gift that Lifestyles gave me. So I feel good about giving back as an ambassador to them. So I organize events. Actually, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this, but I think we're on in Texas right now. There's going to be a live event in May in Texas. We're going to do a case study, and then we're also going to do a two-day live out of Phoenix. So look for the middle part of May for that. Probably the weekend of the 15th, 16th, and we're probably going to do case study on May 13th. So I'm saying that it's opening back up, and we are going to go back to changing people's lives in person. And I could not be more excited.
I'll tell you, I'm right there with you, because we've had an opportunity to attend a couple of ambassador sponsored meetup events around where we live. And it is just so much fun getting back together with people that we haven't been able to hang out with. I mean, rub elbows with, because the education, that piece is extremely important. It creates the foundation for everything you do. But that ability to rub elbows and network with other people, man, I'll tell you what, that just makes your business plan take off. We come back from the break, we're going to talk about Peter's investment. You don't want to miss this.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we're going to find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So during the break, Peter and I were talking about some adventurous things. I mean, we were talking about scuba diving. We were talking about jumping out of perfectly good airplanes. That's something he wants to do. That's me. I'm not quite there yet. But Peter's one of those guys where he's kind of like an adrenaline junkie. I mean, he's willing to go do anything that he can do just to get that thrill, get that adrenaline rush. That's part of what makes him who he is. And just because he's sitting in a wheelchair, that doesn't stop him from doing the majority of the things that you and I do. I mean, the difference between Peter and you is that you can walk when you want to. Peter can't. But let me tell you this. Peter can do a lot of things that you can't do. And that's why Peter's one of those guys you want to meet, because when it comes to real estate investing, he's figured it out. He is properly educated. He has built his team. He surrounds himself with successful, like-minded individuals. He has decided that, he was going to become one of the first ambassadors that Lifestyles ever had, because he wanted to build up the community of investors around where he is at in Phoenix. And he orchestrates meetings. He does a lot of things that you don't do. So Peter's one of those guys that you can absolutely learn from. So Peter, what I want to do now is I kind of want to get into your portfolio a little bit. We'll talk a little bit about the two that you had before joining Lifestyles, and then we can talk about how your portfolio has flourished ever since then. So whatever happened to those two properties that you bought before you became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited?
So I ended up buying four other houses after those, and I did those the Lifestyles way, and they were making really good money. And so the original two houses that I had, I ended up selling and taking the equity that I had buried and lost in those and putting those into multifamily because it was just dead money. They weren't financed right. It was just all the way around. I just really didn't know what I was doing. And so those were kind of my kickoff point, because when I joined, I was like, well, I'm just going to do single family homes because that's what I'm comfortable with. And I kind of know the market and blah, blah, blah. You know how you want, I don't know about you, but I want to do something safe with money, which is ironic because I'm real risk taker everywhere else in life except with money. I'm super conservative. So I ended up buying those single family homes, and I'm like, well, maybe since this is working so well, let's just give this a shot. And, you know, when you just get passive income for literally doing nothing, except maybe reading a report every quarter, that's not a bad life. It's really not a bad way to go. So
kind of frees up your time, doesn't it?
Yeah. That allows you to do so many things that you you never thought that you would be doing in the middle of the week. I just went, took all of my kids and my nephews snow skiing for a trip that I bought them for Christmas. And I had never been skiing before in my life. And you want to see something funny, you should see a quadriplegic strapped to an adaptive ski blazing down a mountain with someone skiing behind them yelling, left, right, and looking like they're going to flip. It's, I bet that's quite a sight because people just are doing everything they can to get out of your way.
Yeah, it's kind of like the dynamite rolling down the hill, right?
That's exactly it. I don't know if they're impressed or scared or maybe a little bit of both. I don't know. But, yeah, it was a good time. And there is no way that I could have done that, you know, without Lifestyles. It's quite the amazing thing.
So with your investments that you currently hold, what were you looking for in order to go into those investments? In other words, were you looking for a certain cash on cash return? Were you looking for a certain amount of equity growth? What were the things that you focused on in order to select a particular property to go into your portfolio?
So in the very beginning, when I was shifting from houses to multifamily, I thought, well, I'm going to try and get my net worth up more, so that I then can leverage more. And so that is what I was looking for, is kind of a shorter term buy. And when I say shorter term, I mean like 2.5 to 5 years of get in and get out, and not necessarily cash on cash back, but to go up in value. And then once I started to do that, I thought, well, if I sell down these houses and I take away my income, I'm going to need some cash flow. So then I switched and went to looking for yield plays that add a cash on cash value. And I also decided I want to diversify my investments by investing in different cities across the country. And so I'm kind of a research numbers junkie. And I started researching different metropolitan cities that had fairly friendly landlord / tax rules, I guess you would say. And so I ended up investing. I have one in Texas, two in Atlanta. I have two in Tucson, one in Mesa. And we did have the first one that I ever bought was in California, believe it or not. And it wasn't that I was crazy and I didn't know what I was doing. Sacramento happened to be the number one city in rent growth year over year. And it was kind of excluded. The county was excluded from some of the rent caps. And rent controls that were going on at that time. So long story short, one of the members invested and I went in with them, and we ended up making 73% in 2 years, which was great. We were kind of in and out of there. We came in and out way over what we projected. And I think that's probably my last into California investment adventure for the time being until they get that a little more under control. But that's how I tried to diversify my multifamily.
Yeah, I mean, have you physically visited any of these properties you're invested in?
So Julie has some family right by that Sacramento property. I would say about 45 minutes away. And so I went to that one just because we were so close. And then I did the due diligence with the lead on the first Tucson property, and I haven't been to any of the other ones. I've never been to the Texas one. I've never been to Atlanta properties. I mean, I've been to Atlanta, but I've just never been to those. I don't have to go there and see them. That's why I'm investing with the lead that I have confidence in. I do all my due diligence up front, and you know, if I have time and the opportunity, I'll help them do walkthroughs, which is ironic because I can't walk. I don't mind doing lease audits and stuff like that to help out the leads for a couple reasons. One, you really get to know a property, and two, it was a big learning adventure for me. You know, people think that they have to be near what they invest in and they have to be able to touch it because it's real estate and you have to go and micromanage it. But I found that life is actually easier if it's harder to get to that property.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I've got some multifamily investments I've never physically seen, but I'm like you. I don't need to see them because I get the financials, and better yet, I get the distributions. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how real estate has changed Peter's life.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining me, you need to go to lifestylesunlimited.com and you need to get the rest of this show from the radio tab because you've missed a lot of great information. My guest today is Peter. He's one of our ambassadors, meaning he helps the people that live near him put together events. As a matter of fact, he's the guy putting together the events. We have meetups and things like that, opportunities for local investors to get together and get to know each other and talk about real estate. Because to us, that is very important. The networking component of what we do is absolutely critical to your success. And we're a firm believer in it. The education is the foundation. The networking is the next level. It helps you build your team and it helps get you focused on what you need to do to get yourself to a point of retirement using real estate. Now, Peter, you've invested in as many as 7 single-family homes. I believe you currently own 6. You've been in 7 multifamily apartment communities. I know one of those is sold. So you still have a lot of properties producing passive income for you. Are you done investing? I mean, if you hit that sweet spot, or are you just getting started?
I think that I will probably never be done. And it's not out of greed, but I do think that quote of when are you going to stop? When is enough money enough? And you need just a little bit more. And I always found that to be funny. I think that was Rockefeller's quote. But I think that, you know, not being able to work and being disabled and being stressed about just, you know, being able to afford my durable medical equipment or somebody to get me up in the morning or, you know, the list goes on and on. I'm not whining. I'm just stating it. And not have to worry about that on a week-to-week basis is a blessing in and of itself. And then when you add on now the fact that, you know, that my family's blessed enough to be able to travel, I get to do mentoring to newly spinal cord injured families. I do speaking engagements at churches or colleges just as an inspirational speaker. So I get to live kind of life on my own terms, so to speak. So I probably will always invest because I actually enjoy it. I don't know if it's like an addiction or something, but I enjoy it, and I enjoy the people that do it with me. So it's kind of win-win. I don't know if that answered your question, but kind of a long way to answer that.
Yeah, I think that answers the question. I think here's what I got out of it, and you tell me if I missed the mark. By investing correctly and getting the benefits of investing, a lot of your financial concerns have been dealt with, and you have all this time that is available to you because you're not having to physically work or focus on your investments 24/7. So you're able to turn around and reapply that time in areas of your life that are important to you. Did I get that right?
Yeah, absolutely. You nailed it.
Yes. It's because I know you so well, Peter.
Yeah, I know. I know. So everybody knows it's always fun hanging out with Al. I mean, not like radio show banter. We get to talk a couple times a year, you know, and it's always good talking to you. So Al knows me pretty well, and he knows my backstory and stuff. So he knows that I enjoy helping people, being around. I'm a very social person, and I, because I was a critical care nurse before, and it allowed me to help people. Being able to volunteer for Lifestyles and help people in this way kind of fills that void in my life, and I am absolutely grateful for it. And I wouldn't be able to do this without, you know, learning what I learned and being mentored by just amazing mentors. And it truly has changed my life. It really, really has. I can't say it any other way.
Now, you've got three kids that are in high school and they're getting ready to go to college. What are your thoughts about them entering academia?
Oh, Al, I am so nervous about that.
Oh, no.
I am not, I don't have a lot, let's just say I don't have a lot of faith in our college system. Now, let me just preface that with, we need colleges for engineers, doctors, technology, sciences. We need to lead the world with the bright minds that exist in this country, and the colleges are integral in that. And those students are going to be our brightest hope for the future. That being said, the person that goes into college and spends 6 years to get a major in Colombian coffee with a minor in social history, and I don't think that is really money or time well spent. And just telling kids that they have to have a degree in order to do anything in life is not the right answer. I mean, you look at the money that they invest and the time, and they come out in debt, making almost nothing to work for the next 40 years in hopes that Social Security is going to take care of them. I mean, it's a broken system, and I could rant for hours on this. So much so, my kids are sick of hearing it, let me tell you.
So are you thinking about sending them to college, or are you thinking about putting them on the real estate investor path first?
Nope, I am a big fan, and I've always shown them about real estate, about investing. I took COVID opportunity to actually design a class on the high school level to teach my kids how money works. And my twins, one boy, one girl, I'm super proud of them both. They both have always had excellent grades all through high school. My daughter is just driven to be a vet, and she loves animals. She actually goes to college before she was even out of high school for veterinary sciences to be a vet tech so she can work her way through veterinary school. That's the science part I was talking about. My son, super, super smart kid. He can pick up anything so fast. Doesn't know what he wants to do, but, you know, his dad does real estate, so he definitely doesn't want to do that. And you know how you, I don't know about you, Al, but when I was a teenager, anything my parents said was absolutely wrong, and they had no idea what they were talking about.
I've been there. I've done that.
All the answers. Yeah. So, you know, the 16-year-old, you had all those answers, and you probably should have written them down and saved them, because I don't know where I put my answers either, because I truly have forgotten them by now.
I hear you. So you're a fan of sending them to college, provided that they want to study something that is going to allow them to be productive. But they also know about real estate investing, and they also understand that it's something that mom and dad are using to create a lifestyle for themselves.
Yeah, and they see the results. And I think sometimes you have to let kids, you teach them the life lessons, but you have to let them go and do, or else they're never going to understand the value of the life lesson. If you just constantly force them to do stuff, they're going to do it because you tell them to do it. And then the outcome is going to be, when you look away, they're going to do whatever they want. And so why not just encourage them to do whatever they want, but give them all the options and the education to show them, look, if you try A, B, and C and they don't work, don't forget about D, because I've shown you that D works. And so that's, you know, always been kind of my parenting skill. You know, obviously, except if they're going to run out in front of a car or something. But you know what I mean? I try to educate them, but give them options and free will. Because if you don't, I watch parents that don't, and they have children that go off to college, and they go crazy because you've micromanaged them your whole life.
Yeah, I kind of recall college. Well, barely recall college, but yeah, there were a whole lot of people like that in college with me, and I don't know, I might have been one of those people that you're talking about. Who knows? But here's the good thing.
Yeah, but you just proved my point. You went off and did that, and then you realized that maybe that wasn't the right road, and then you went, maybe I should just go on this road over here with this map because it seems to be working.
Yeah,
you just proved my point for me, Al. Thank you.
I did. And of course, in my case, because I had an ROTC scholarship that got me through college, I also had to clean up, sober up, and be presentable for the Army, especially when, you know, I graduated and it was time for me to go serve our country, which I did for a very long period of time. I so wish we had another hour. I'm going to see you at Expo, and I can't wait to see you at Expo. As a matter of fact, I'm going to hook you up with Andy Webb, one of the other guys that does radio, because he's a skydiver, and I think the two of you will definitely connect on a entertainment level.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.